The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
All right. We're here. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or evening, depending where you're at. We had to roll up windows. We finally got this strange stuff down here in Texas. I think in other parts of the country, they call it rain. It is the Thursday edition of the National Intel Report on the sixth day of September, 2018. And Mike, check his emails. I sent them over before midnight, and sometimes he doesn't catch that. There's two of them up there. I'm sorry, what? Okay. All right, well, I think... Okay, we'll straighten that out at any rate. Levi jeans. Now, the Colin Kaepernick thing came up. And Nike is taking a bath over this deal. You just know that these sportswear companies, and I don't care who it is, they tag a sports figure, football, baseball, basketball, but mainly football. That's the big money sport in America. And Colin Kaepernick decides that, first, he didn't kneel. No, he didn't do that. What he did do was he sat on the bench. And the thing that interests me about Colin Kaepernick is how could he get all that hair underneath that helmet? I'm sorry. The guy had a big fro. I knew he wasn't that good of a quarterback. He was a scrambler. And in the league, if anybody out there watches football or played the game in college or even high school, if you're a quarterback, you know, you're the general leading the troops. You're actually in the fight. You're not standing along the sidelines. They call that guy the coach. But the quarterback has to call a play. And sometimes if he reads a defense the proper way, he'll change the call. Like if he's got one-on-one coverage on his receivers, he might switch up the play. There's a million and one variations of the game of football and the plays that they call. But like a lot of athletic quarterbacks, rather than standing there and taking their second and third reads, first off, when they come up the line, they're trying to read the defense, trying to figure out if they're going to rush, you know, who's going to be open, can I throw an underneath, or do I have to go deep? Whatever the case, this guy's going to make decisions because that little clock is ticking. They got a 40-second clock. And between plays, if you don't call a timeout or there's a drop pass or somebody runs out of bounds, guess what? That little clock goes tick, 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 tick. So he's got to read the defense. If he doesn't like what the defense is looking like, he'll change the play at the line of scrimmage. Hopefully everybody knows the playbook and they know exactly what they're supposed to do when he goes hot, hot, and he's running backwards with the football. Well, we've seen a lot of athletic type of quarterbacks that rather than learn the game and hang in that pocket, do their second and third reads, whatever, before they bail and start running like madmen, eventually that's going to break down. And I mean the speed. There were a few athletes out there that were quarterbacks that kept it up for a number of years, but eventually that broke down and so did their desirability for the game of football because they needed more complete quarterbacks. They need the general on the field running the stuff. Colin Kaepernick was not a good quarterback. He was okay. He had the ability to scramble. But defenses caught on to him. They would set the guy up. He was on the last year of his contract with San Francisco. And as a performing quarterback in this league, he was on his way down. Last year of the contract, well, let's go for broke here. Let's throw my hat in the ring and draw some attention. Well, it backfired. It definitely backfired on the guy. And it took Nike down. I don't want to speak off the cuff here. Let me drag up the story here. But Nike took a bath on this deal. Now, true, they've made millions and billions of dollars off the sports, and yeah, I get that. Nike stocks plunged on Tuesday after the sportswear giant unveiled a disastrous new advertising campaign featuring the divisive figure, Mr. Colin Kaepernick. The cluck stuck with him. By the way, Colin Kaepernick is trying to sue in court, trying to prove collusion. That the 32 NFL owners all colluded with each other to keep him out of the game. No, they didn't want to take on a liability, Chief. They didn't want to take on your cause because they're still dealing with it in the NFL. I'm sorry. I went to a protest and a football game broke out. And this hurt ticket sales because the people that wanted to go to the stadiums to watch a football game to forget about the world for a while didn't want to be reminded and have drug in through the tunnels what was going on. They just wanted to be entertained for 3 hours, root for their losing team or winning team or whatever the case may be. They call them football fans, and that's short for fanatics. Okay? So they Nike doubles down on this character. And he is the one directly responsible and attributable to sparking a series of nationwide protests after he courted the controversy by kneeling during the playing of the national anthem. Thank you, Colin. Wait, can't we get a real black guy? This guy, he had a white mama. So did Barack. Can't we, if we're going to go full-blown African-American, can we get an African-American? Nike Inc. shares were marked 2.5% lower in the opening minutes of trade on Wall Street, the biggest decline in the company's history. I guess what it dropped down to, they were changing hands at $80.14 a share. equating to a real-world loss of over $3 billion for the Oregon-based sportswear manufacturer. The ad campaign that Nike's doing, by the way, it's got a close-crop picture of Colin Kaepernick. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. And the logo for Nike is there. Just do it. Well, he did it. And the sports world really didn't appreciate it. The owners were pulling their hair out. What the hell do we do with this? So they keep pushing the agenda, and he keeps crying foul. Well, let me put it to you this way. If the considerations for these owners is winning. To them, they will tell you that the only thing that means a damn is if we can get to the Super Bowl. That is the mantra every single year. That's what we do. We support the military unendingly. We do all sorts of things for, the cancer, and we wear pink tutus on the field. We'll do anything. But that's decided overall by the NFL itself. But when you have a controversial player, and this isn't the first controversial player, by the way, in the NFL. I mean, we've had some real doozies out there. We've had guys that just literally beat the crap out of their girlfriends and had it on film in an elevator. Close fist, boom, knock your butt down, knock you out. We've had guys that get into scrapes with the law. That they do drugs. What do you think the drug testing program is in the NFL? What it's all about? Performance and enhancing drugs? No, not just that. Most of the guys, from what I hear inside the NFL, they don't do drugs because a lot of these tests are unannounced. Surprise, pee in a bottle, and then they have a rating system for it. If it's your first infraction, second infraction, blah blah blah, and you get suspended. But. This guy decides that he, being a sliding quarterback in the NFL, he's going to take up a cause, as if this is going to help him in negotiations for contract with a team that he's on or with somebody else. The whole idea, as I said, the idea behind the NFL is to make money, well, win, but make a lot of money doing it. And winners, of course, make more money. Stands to reason. Nothing suspicious there. And they didn't really want the guy. You know, he's never made his position clear. He won't do talk radio or talk shows that he can be asked questions about his position. And the obvious questions would be asked of him, I'm sure. So he doesn't want to do that. Now he wants to jump up and down and pout and sue the NFL because of collusion. Well, I good luck with that case. While Nike's previous campaigns have defined sports culture in the United States and helped develop the global stardom of athletes such as Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Roger Federer, they generated billions in revenues for the world's biggest sportswear company. Its current effort has courted immediate controversy and could lead to customer backlash in its biggest market, where it's already losing ground to the main global rival, Adidas. Ooh, the sportswear wars over overpriced products that are made overseas by people earning next to nothing. Wow. Twitter hashtags such as hashtag boycott Nike and hashtag just burn it have gained significant traction in the hours following Kaepernick's tweet, and very likely to attract the attention of Donald Trump, has used his own account on several occasions to attack the NFL, its commissioner, Roger Goodell, which Roger Goodell, this guy, he's one of the social engineers. I don't trust the guy. I don't like him. But that's my personal take. And various other American football players for kneeling during the playing of the national anthem. And Donald Trump tweeted out, and I know, folks, no other president's done this. He tweets. He's a tweeter. Okay. He tweeted out, "The NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for the national anthem. Numerous players from different teams wanted to show their outrage at something that most of them aren't able to define. They make a fortune doing what they love." Now, Kaepernick began kneeling during the anthem in early 2016, and although his actions were not immediately picked up by the local and national medias, it soon spread across the league and into other professional sports as players joined a 30-year-old quarterback in his silent protest. Since then, the movement has proven to be both incredibly divisive and significantly costly to the NFL, which has seen a steady decline in television ratings since the first protest and ignited a battle between league officials and the players' union, which has continually supported Kaepernick's actions. The league ultimately strengthened it. Jeez, wait, I just had a horrible thought. What if the NFL decided to only have white people on their teams? What if they paid off the contracts for all the black players that are now playing on the NFL teams? 32 of them. What if they just paid them off? So that's it. We've had enough of the current... bring on the white boys. Yeah, he's only one-tenth the athlete, the guy we just canned, but hey, what the hell? It's football. If everybody does it, it'll level the playing field. Is that what they want? Do these guys that were helped through college, they got there on athletic scholarships, most but not all realized going into the NFL, number one, is very hard to do. Okay, there's a million and one kids that fancy themselves being the next Barry Sanders or whatever. And they play high school football, then they play college football. And if their body holds together and their play was good enough on a recognizable enough team where the scouts care to show up, they might get offered a contract, not drafted, but they might be offered a contract, even if it's just what they call a walk-on. If you're drafted in the NFL in the first round, big bucks. I think that used to be a game show at one time, wasn't it? Big bucks. But some of these guys don't get drafted. And that's it for their NFL career. They try to stay in shape, but football is like anything else. Any of you guys golfers out there? If you've not played golf for a couple of years and went out there and tried to play golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, you pretty much sucked, didn't you? It's a game of practice. You've got to stay in shape, in a playbook, working with other people to do your desired result. Now, some of these guys getting out of college, they get their NFL contracts, and not all of them. You're hearing about the, I get $35 or $40 million a year quarterbacks. Or if there's a special gifted player out there, they test the market and the price is set. The team might or might not hire them, give them a contract. But we're talking big money here. I think the smallest contract in the NFL, I think, is $500,000 per year. And, of course, there's always incentives. And in the contract, there's always little tidbits here and there that you can pick up. If you're a good player, you got the ability to learn, work well with your teammates and your coaching staff, you know, be that kind of guy. Well, then you got a chance, God forbid, and your knees don't blow out or somebody knock your silly head off. It's a pretty good living, but it's a short-lived living. And these guys recognize that coming out of college, and a lot of them will take credits or stay up with their college education, knowing full well that they, you know, as one coach once said, he said, what the NFL stands for is not for long. And it's true, whether you're a coach on a team or a player or whatever, they just don't last that long. A little bit more on this, because I've never really spoken about this. And it's, I don't know about you folks, but my pissosity level, my tolerance for the crap out there is pretty much, I've had it. How about you? Best way to put it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some say life will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown. So start it out.
Yeah, NFL football, not necessarily a subject matter that I have talked about, nor did I care to. But again, I have to, because it is all part of this divide and conquer strategy to put you into a camp. And what you end up doing, whether you want to, whether you like it or not, you end up putting yourself in the camp because you're speaking out against the other camp, and this is what they're talking about. No, I don't agree with that. And then you're automatically defending, and then you're in the other camp. See, this is the conundrum that I had with Trump.
Oh, you know, you're supporting Trump and easy.
You know what? Donald Trump, if this guy's a plant, this is the most elaborate scheme that I have ever seen. Or any Hollywood writer or novel writer could ever come up with. Because it would involve too many people doing the right thing at the right time in order to make it effective. And that's just not in the cards. We're dealing with intelligence agencies that don't have enough intelligence to even run a good scam and patch their own holes. So, at any rate, he began kneeling during the 2016. All of a sudden, boom. Hits, and, well, players joined the 30-year-old quarterback in their silent protest. Now, this was in support of what? Black Lives Matter. And of course, being in opposition, well, you're in that camp. You shot holes all in the Black Lives Matter thing. I just simply said, at first, I think before anybody else was using it, all lives matter. But if you think Black Lives Matter, start acting like your life matters. You know, you think you're going to do the collective and strengthen your own desire for a good life? By what? Joining hands with other losers? Is that the strategy? And then complaining that you're not getting whatever and, oh, it's racist. Stick it in your ear. Well, since all this stuff went on, the movement has proven to be both incredibly divisive and significantly costly to the NFL. As I said, decline in ratings, ticket sales, the whole nine yards. Now, the league ultimately strengthened its position on anthem protest earlier this year and insisted that players stand at attention during the playing of the anthem, but also allowed for the option of staying in the locker room until the completion of the Star Spangled Banner. Now, a few players out there said, hey, you know, I'm not going to do that. They continue to kneel during preseason games this year. Now, Kaepernick, however, has been unable to land a spot in the NFL since becoming a free agent in 2017. He accused the league of colluding against him on the basis of his political opinions. His case against the league was given a major boost last week. In fact, when he was approved for a full hearing in the ongoing dispute, a move that will allow his legal team to depose NFL officials such as Goodell and the team owners such as Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. Now, I got a lot of problems with this. These guys have an opportunity. These guys have an opportunity to sign a contract and earn money. And by pretty much every standard that I can think of, it's a lot of money. Especially since you're not PhD'd or, you know, you had a liberal arts education or whatever the case might have been. But a lot of these guys know the NFL game. They know that, you know, like I said, not for long. And a lot of them will go back to school. They'll collect their money, they'll play the game, collect their checks, hopefully spend it wisely and not wildly, not succumb to the whims of the people that sniff out big piles of cash and try to steal it from you. A lot of these guys know as much about business as I do about space engineering, okay? But some of these guys look at this for exactly what it is. This is a godsend. This is a lot of money for playing a kid's sandlot sport. And I'm going to take the loot and I'm going to be smart with it. I'm going to build a life for myself. Now, could you imagine, as I said earlier, tongue in cheek, if the NFL owners decided, okay, we're going to put an end to this. We're just going to hire white people. Well, could you imagine the crap storm that would happen over a move like that? Would that be fair to any one individual that's on any team of the 32 teams out there? No, it would be exclusionary to guys that just want to get in there, play the game, make the money, and make something of a life for themselves. It's a damn good start. Wow. Fame and money and all that stuff. People only usually get that after pretty much working all their life, if they're lucky. 800-313-9443. I'll take your calls after the bottom of the hour break. Again, 1-800-313-9443. Divisiveness. It is all over the place, folks. The George Soros money campaign to try to bust this country wide open. If your life matters, act like it matters. Please, I'm trying to do the same.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By the way, before it slips my mind here, we've got an event coming up near San Antonio. Folks, I do apologize for all the cloak and dagger and mystery stuff, but Ron Avery had been shut out of so many venues that he thought the best way to do this after they canceled us at the hotel down in San Antonio would have been a real nice place. But people that are signing up for the tickets, he is going to notify you 24 hours before the event as to exactly where it is. I know. I'm tired of showing my backside to these people. Much rather pull out Maxwell's silver hammer and pound away. But there are still tickets available, and it is viewable online via streaming as well. So go to the website, click on the banner for The Ship That Won't Sink. It's going to be a hell of a presentation, folks. I'm the last guy up. I've got the cleanup spot down there. Well, that ought to be interesting. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
What's
up? The thing is, I sat there and I these kneelers in the NFL, I'm like, I like when I don't put their money where their mouth is. I'm like, Why were you guys organizing protests, marches, and vigils in the off-season? Why do you do it on company time?
Well,
these people don't want skin in the game.
Yeah, well, and, you know, the way they're looking at this, that, you know, I'm here to play a game, and they're playing the national anthem, and rather than me put my hand over my heart in support of a country that I feel is so prejudiced against me, I'm just going to kneel down to draw attention to it. Now, does that really interrupt their ability to play the game? Not really. Does it take the air out of the balloon for the fans and everybody? Well, yeah, it does. But they felt that it was necessary to do, so they're joining in the cause celeb, because everybody else is doing it.
Well, you know, I kind of noticed last weekend on college football kickoff that not all the stadiums were filled to capacity, John. I think people are getting fed up with this spoiled brat jock game.
Well, Matt, and I think the economy might have something to do with it as well.
I mean, even like college enrollment is down. I don't really think there's... But the thing is, even like at my son's school, even the coach made the ultimatum to the players, if you take a knee during the national anthem, you might as well just empty out your locker, because you're off the team.
Well, and, you know, that was the attitude of a lot of these owners that, look, you know, I'm trying to put together a winning team here. I got a lot sunk into this. And we want people to play football, not protest. Now, what they're really not talking about, if they were not playing that national anthem and marching out the colors and the color guard and all the marching around and all the military connection there, that started, I think, back, if I'm not mistaken, that started back in the 90s. You know, you'd have somebody come out and sing the Star-Spangled Banner, and that would be it. But in a way, I guess you could look at that as politicizing. Now, other people are taking the approach that you're being, well, you're just being unpatriotic if you do that. Well, gosh, I love my country. It's my government, I fear. So exactly who should I put my hand over the heart to? And is that a steel-lined glove? Does somebody want to shoot me in my heart? Maybe I'm doing it to protect myself. It's gone beyond the pale, George.
You know, I would wonder, what would Vince Lombardi do to a Kaepernick? That's what I would wonder if he was alive today, coaching. That's all I got, John.
All right.
Good day.
I appreciate it. You know, I'm getting emails now about Steve Elkins and how he responded to a caller. And I'm like, really? And I was thinking about this today. I don't know, did Charlie Manson have any brothers or sisters? Did people say that, oh, you're Charlie Manson's brother or sister, so you must be just as evil as him? And everything to detract what is trying to be accomplished. I'm telling you, folks, there's a lot of people that are going to shut their pie holes when bullets start flying. They're not going to have time to be agitators or anything else. And, of course, along with the divide and conquer, anybody out there own a pair of Levi's? Well, guess what? Levi Strauss Jean Company just came out, and they're being politically incorrect. Now, years ago, they gave indication that they were kind of anti-gun kind of people. Well, yeah, there's a lot of Zionists that are. Now, it seems that a new trend is to tie your left-leaning politics to your products. Let's see how that works out. You know, how'd that work out for Dick's Sporting Goods? Didn't work out well. I'm sure they regretted it with declining retail sales. Yeah, let's stab ourselves in the other foot. The question is, are you tired of leftists politicizing all of the things? I sure as heck am. And it seems that some of the biggest names are pushing the virtue, signaling the leftist agenda. Now, Levi Strauss and Company has decided to partner with Bloomberg. Oh, well, there you go. And push an anti-gun agenda. Ironic, since Levi jeans were often associated with cowboys, you know, in the minds of consumers. Do you know what a pair of jeans that survived, say, the 1860s, 1870s is worth? Thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. They're actually collector's items. And the reason why they've been around for 150 freaking years is because they're durable. Well, cowboys are tough. The jeans are tough. Cowboys work hard, and it just makes them stronger. Well, these jeans can go through a lot and still look fairly good. But there's something else about cowboys. If I recall correctly, cowboys carried guns. And it was part of who they were. And back in the day, Levi Strauss was just fine evoking that image as long as it sold a product. You know, there was one type of poster they put out, Levi's, the original blue jeans. For rugged wear, it always has been Levi's. And there's a picture of a guy firing a handgun through a broken window, wearing his Levi's. And I'm assuming he's a good guy protecting himself. Other than that, geez, Levi Strauss, were you actually out there promoting criminals with guns? I don't know. Now, in an article posted on Fortune on Tuesday, Levi Strauss and the CEO, Chip Berg, has made it clear that he and his company are taking a firm anti-gun stance in order to end gun violence in America. Yeah, okay. Now, Berg has made some public requests in 2016 for customers not to bring firearms into their stores, offices, or facilities, even in states where it's permissible by law. Now, Berg acknowledged that Levi Strauss was associated with American West, and his public statement was this: as president and CEO of a values-driven company, see, everybody claims to have values. I'm a jeans maker, so I have values. I don't give a damn about your values. Just make the good jeans, give it to me at a good price, and shut the hell up. That's all I want, is your stupid jeans, not your political opinion, and not you throwing millions into a campaign that you don't seem to understand the people that were buying your stuff, the country that we were, the people that had the ability to make money to buy your stupid product in the first place. As president and CEO of a values-driven company, I didn't even make it out of the first line, sorry. Company that's known the world over as a pioneer of the American West and one of the great symbols of American freedom. I take the responsibility of speaking up on the important issues of our day very seriously. We can't take on every issue, but as business leaders with power in the public, and political arenas, we simply cannot stand by silently when it comes to the issues that threaten the very fabric of the communities where we live and work. While taking a stand can be unpopular with some, doing nothing is no longer an option. Really. But then he completely disregards the firearms are part of the culture of the American West. Gun use in the American West is symbolic of freedom. It's for hunting, protection, and sport. Well, I don't know too much about the sport, but it was for hunting and protection. You know, at one time, we had territories. We didn't have states. We didn't have nothing. And you might have a marshal or a ranger or whatever, depending on where you were at, covering tens of thousands of square miles all by his itty-bitty. So guess what people did? They carried guns for self-protection against bad guys that would want to harm him and grab their itty-bitty. Now, Berg went on to outline the new initiatives the company will be taking. First, we have established the Safer Tomorrow Fund, which will direct more than $1 million in philanthropic grants from Levi Strauss & Company over the next 4 years to fuel the work of nonprofits and youth activists who are working to end gun violence in America. Read that as the anti-gunners and we want guns gone. Okay. Second, I'm proud to announce that Levi Strauss & Company is partnering with Everytown for Gun Safety and executives including Michael Bloomberg, there's your red flag, to form Everytown Business Leaders for Gun Safety, a coalition of business leaders who believe, as we do, that business has a critical role to play in a moral obligation. Oh, my God, corporations talking about morality. Are their noses falling off yet? And a moral obligation to do something about the gun violence epidemic in this country. I've got a few hints of what you can say, but you're not going to do that. I encourage every CEO and business leader reading this to consider the impact we could make if we stood together alongside the broad coalition of concerned parents, youth, elders, veterans, and community, and faith leaders who are committed to shaping a safer path forward. Forward to what? Your dystopian, warped, socialistic, communistic, you got all the power and we got nothing? Is that the path forward? Because that's where we're at right now. And we got people in this country that don't believe that it's their life. They can do what they will with it, and they're doing that. But you reap the benefits of your own work. And you're not a lawbreaker. You don't feel empowered to go out there and take from somebody something that doesn't belong to you or that you didn't work to earn it. Doesn't empower you to do that. Now, you want to talk about a total societal, cultural breakdown? Check out your inner cities, folks. Take a look at what the special dispensation has wrought. I'm special. And you better treat me as such. And don't say a word about our crumbling morals and our ethics and the drug dealing and the pimping and the holing and everything else. Because if you say that, you're going to be racist. Wow, really? Well, I'm not done with this guy. He goes on to say, third, we know that some of our employees have been personally affected by this issue and want to see change. Oh, they're there for the employee now. That's like the politician singling out a horror story about healthcare and how the baby's going to need healthcare in the future, and Obamacare's got to be there for them. Because look at the expenses that the parents are going to experience. That's because you put the political fix in for your buddies that are giving you all that money to get your butts reelected. The very same people that wrote that legislation for healthcare. And you had the gall to call it affordable care. It was anything but. Illegal, unconstitutional. I don't give a damn what the Supreme Court of the United States said that, oh, wait a minute here, how can we best get out of this one? Oh, that's right. Congress has a right to lay and collect taxes. Oh, yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They don't have the authority to mandate me to do anything. That's like saying, okay, we're going to pass a law that everybody in this country drives a car or buys a car. Now, it's a car of your choice. You know, if you're a Ford owner, you can go out and buy a Chevy if you want, but you got to buy a car. And don't cheat now. Don't try to go out there and buy a Yugo because they went bankrupt years ago. I know it's cheap and it falls apart, just like your medical insurance program. I am just flabbergasted, folks. I am absolutely flabbergasted. Now, what do you want to bet that Berg here and what his politics really are? And there's a lot of limp-wristed, liberals out there. Or of the Jewish persuasion that the majority of the Jews in this country are what? Liberal? And let me use the direct... Let me use the direct explanation by one communist everybody remembers, Nikita Khrushchev. That liberals is just a fancy way of saying communist. So, here's the question I have. Have they been clued in to maybe the economy's not going to be doing so good in the future, so whatever you do right now? I mean, really, the amount of money that they're talking about here, a paltry amount, no big deal. They can write it off next year's taxes. But you can go out and be political and be safe because you're not going to be selling too many jeans in the future anyhow. Mike in Colorado, I'll take your call. Please, if you call in, folks, and I'm thinking about slotting you in, by the time I go there and you have dropped, you just screwed the pooch, so hang on.
And in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, I just got two quick things. One, I have to apologize because I was going to send you a donation, but now I have to replace four pairs of jeans. Dang it.
Well, take the tag off, pretend that they're Lee jeans. And, you know, years ago when Levi Strauss did this, and I'm going to be honest with you, I can't get a pair of Lee's jeans worth a damn to fit anymore. And I quit buying Levi's. I didn't buy a pair of Levi's for 20 years. And just about a year ago, I went out and bought a couple of pairs of them. And Lee jeans, they just don't make them to fit like Levi does. I'm sorry to say.
You know, I've got the same problem with the Wrangler style, so I guess I have to step up and buy the Carhartts.
Well, it's, you know, why can these people just please shut their mouths? You know, I mean.
Well, that was my second point. I was looking at this chart of compensation CEO to worker ratio, and it was normal, relatively normal, until about 1989. And from there forward, the CEOs somehow convinced the boards to pay them these ungodly sums of money to produce a product you've been making for 150 years. So there's no innovation. They're not really doing anything. So they come up with these idiotic ideas because they're so far out of touch with the average consumer. I mean, and if somebody would have asked, oh, what's the other one with Kaepernick, Nike or Levi, just go to the guy on the street and say, okay, I got this idea. Tell me what you think. I don't know anybody that would say, man, that's a great idea. Stand out against guns, and that will really help your product sell.
Yeah, and it's absolutely insane. You know, first of all, Nike. My God, there were kids in Detroit that were killing each other to steal each other's Nikes. I mean, the damn things are so overpriced, they're made in countries that they pay the workers $1.298. Same with Levi's, jack them up. I don't know, what's a pair of Levi's now? 45, 50 bucks a pair? And they probably make them for less than $5, labor and material included? I mean, it's absolutely insane.
And probably representative of our politics, too. The politicians are so far out of touch from the people who allegedly put them there that they make decisions that no rational person would make. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I got to get rid of my Levi's now. I appreciate you bringing that information. I hadn't heard that yet.
Well, send a donation and just rip the tags off. You can keep the tags. Don't send me the tags. I don't want to.
If I send you a donation, you're getting the tags too.
Oh, well, you know, maybe we should, you know, there was flag burning several years ago that became a national issue. What if we start burning our Levi's?
Oh, that'd be a good YouTube video. Oh, the last thing. Is it actually gun violence or is it bullet violence?
It's people that want to protect themselves against criminals, and the criminals aren't helping the situation, but they won't be hard on them. It's the people that are trying to protect themselves. So
they always call it gun violence.
Well, until they come up with bulletproof Levi's, shut the hell up, you know? All right. Appreciate your call, Mike.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Let's take the break. 800-313-9443, top of the hour break. Laura, I'll take your call next. And I'm still not done with old Levi Strauss here. Amazing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.